Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me again today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing in 2 Samuel 22, just this marvelous song that David is singing to the Most High God that came about when God had delivered him from all his enemies, out of the hand of Saul and out of the hands of his other enemies also. And this is such a psalm, folks, that we can grab a hold of right here. All of us encounter things. We may even call them enemies, but we encounter stresses. We encounter challenges day in and day out. Remember what the last verse was that we left off in the previous episode. The 28th verse says this, "And you," speaking of God, "save an afflicted people, but your eyes are on the haughty whom you abase." The Lord will take care of the haughty. The Lord's going to take care of the sinners. He's going to deal with all that, okay? He saves those who are afflicted. Those who are afflicted and who have done what David did when he turned to the Lord. Now let's continue on. Here's verse 29, says this, "For you are my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord illumines my darkness." The psalmist says this in various ways in the Psalms, you know, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path," that kind of idea. The Lord is the one that is the literal light in the life of the believer. He illuminates, and notice David said, "my darkness." Remember earlier in the song when David was talking about how he was about to die and the cords of Sheol were binding him and the depths was dragging him down and the waves were overwhelming him and that all that type of stuff. It is the Lord that illuminated his darkness. And we actually saw how he illuminated that darkness. Remember thunderbolts of lightning came forth, that kind of thing. And he said, "The Lord is the one that gave me victory." He's picking up that thought again. He's picking up that motif right here. And he's saying, "The Lord is my lamp. The Lord is my light. He illuminates my darkness." He acknowledges that darkness had come against him, that there was darkness in his life. You know, same thing happens for us, folks. Quite often, the Lord will illuminate. He will give insight. He will reveal. He will shine his light up on that darkness that is causing us trouble in our life. Do we pay attention? Yeah, that's always the operative thing, is it not? Verse 30, David continues, "For by you," speaking to God, "for by you I can run upon a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall." So what is he saying? Is he, I mean, every time I read this, I'm thinking, is he Superman? Well, in a manner of speaking, yeah. He's saying this, "It's by the Lord that I can run upon," and that Hebrew literally is the idea that I can crush, a troop. And a troop is an army, a marauding band, a part of an army, a raiding band. Okay, now I can crush this. I can do this by the Lord. And then he says, literally, "By the Lord, I can leap over a wall." That word "leap" means leap. The word for wall means wall. He says, "It's by God that I can do what is required." And particularly in relationship outside the normal parameters of what I might have been able to do. "It is by God that I can do this." Verse 31, he says, "As for God, his way is blameless." So now that's an interesting little phrase. Let me stop right there in the middle of a sentence. "As for God," what does he mean, "as for God"? Well, he's been talking about what he can do in God, what he can do through God, what God has done for him, et cetera, et cetera. But now he's just speaking to the very nature of God. He says, "As for God," as to the nature of God, as to who God is, "as for God, his way," God's way, "is blameless." And that's that word we've already encountered several times, even in this psalm. It means literally complete, literally having integrity, without fault. His ways are ways without any blame. The word of the Lord is tested. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. And David's already said this about what God had done in his life, and how he says that God has been my refuge, that he has been my shield. Now David is saying, you know what? The word of God is tested. That which he has declared and that which he has done for us, he will do for all. He's a shield to all. He's a shield to all who take refuge in him. Now, what if you refuse to take refuge in the Lord? Well, that's just idolatry and witchcraft. That's just you thinking that you can do better, that you've got a better way, you got a better plan. And God will say, go right ahead. We see that in Romans 1, right? God handed them over, turned them over, gave them over. He'll do that. If you refuse to take refuge in him, then he is not going to be your shield. But if you do take refuge, if you do seek him as the place of safety, then he will be your shield. Verse 32, for who is God besides the Lord? And who is a rock besides our God? David asked two rhetorical questions. He says, who else? Is there any other God beside the Lord? And the answer is no. Okay. Now, are there other gods? There are. What we affectionately refer to as little g gods, okay? But there are other gods, there are other Elohim, but God is the God of all gods, and there's no other beside him, and there's no other rock. So why are you trying to take refuge? Why are you trying to crawl under the crag of some other rock beside the Lord? How is that going to work for you? Verse 33, David says, God is my strong fortress, and he sets the blameless in his way. So he's already told us this earlier, that God is a fortress. He is the solid rock. And he's declaring forthright, he is my strong fortress. Why is that? Because God's the one who sets the blameless in his way. And that sets carries the idea that he sets free the blameless, that idea of integrity again, in his way. That his way can also be translated in my way. You see this a couple times in this psalm where these pronoun his and my can be actually, and we'll see it again in the next verse, translated rather than my as his. So rather than David or rather than us personally, it's actually God. The cool thing is it works either way, and the truth is there anyway. It is the Lord who gives freedom to those who walk in integrity in the way of the Lord, or in our way. We walk in our way, and our way is the way of the Lord. You see what I'm saying? Verse 34, he said, he makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me up on my high places. That my feet is the same way. It could be his feet. In other words, God makes his feet like hinds' feet, and a hind is a deer. In other words, they're just kicking forth in joy and sets me on high places. That's probably referring to David. Yeah, he's probably referring to us, but it's showing what the Lord does for us. He's the one that's our fortress. He's the one that sets us free. He sets us free to literally kick about like the deer does in the woods, in the pasture. And he sets us on high places, on high places. Okay. The Lord is the one that does this. Anything else is fraudulent, fake, and will ultimately fail. And that's what we encounter quite often in our life is we try things, we're doing things, and we realize, wait a minute, I'm just barking up the wrong tree here. This whole thing. I need to turn to the Most High God. I think that's what the Lord is saying to a lot of us now, is he not? Well, again, I'm Dale. We'll continue on this passage. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.